Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Pei Zion, and today is Zakein Mamre day here in Daf Yomi Land. The next couple of days, and finishing off this perek, which Zakein Mamre is the next that we had on the list in the beginning of Nechnakin for those who are Nechnak. So here we go, bottom of Pei Vavim Beis, two dots. Zakein Mamre al pi Bezdin. Zakein Mamre is dafka through Bezdin, meaning Zakein Mamre, as we know, is a rebellious member of the Sanhedrin. We're going to go through the whole process. So if somebody does it, it happens through Bezdin. Shenemar, ki pali mimcha davar lamishpat, if something is hidden from you regarding judgment. Shlosha, now what's the process? Shlosha batei dinim hayusham. There were three batei dinim in proximity of the Beis HaMikdash. Right there were three batei dinim. Echad Yoshev al Pesach Harabayis. One was outside Harabayis. Rashi says, Hushar HaMizrachi Shalefnim Menachel Lefnei Ezras Nashim. Right outside the Ezras Nashim, where the Simchas Beis HaShoeva took place, right, the eastern Azara, compared to the Kodesh Kadashim and the regular Azara. So you have outside of that Ezras Nashim, there was one Bezdin. The Echad Yoshev al Pesach HaAzara. And one was sitting outside the Azara, right by this called the Azara. The Ezras Nashim is the Ezras Nashim. The Azara Stam is the Azara where the Mizbeach was, and outside of that's where the special doors were of Nicanor. So outside of that was the second Bezdin, the Echad, and finally the Sanhedrin Agadol Yoshev Lishkas Agazus. Just inside, where half of it was inside the Kedusha, had Kedushas Hazara, and half of it was outside, that was the where the Lishkas Hagazis was, where the Sanhedrin stood, or sat. So first, the Zakein Mamre and his Bezdin, from whichever city they came from, they went to the first Bezdin and said, we have this machlokas. This is what I darshan, this is what they darshaned. This is how he learned, this is how they learned, how I learned. Fine, so they present their argument. Im shamu, if the first Bezdin had heard something, the Adam is so about what the din is. Omrim kach, they said, I see on the side, they tell him, this is what the din is. V'im lav, bo'in lohen lo'osan shapesach azara. So if the first Bezdin didn't know, they go to the second one. They go to the second Bezdin. V'yomer kach, these were obviously the top Rabbanon of the generation. So not just the 71 Zakenim. The 23 and the 23, the assumption was they were also the top ones. Again, they go through the same process. Im shamu amar lahem v'im lav, and if they don't know, elu ve'elu ba'in lebezdin agadol shebelishkas agazis. So then you go to the Supreme Court. Shemimenu yotzei Torah lekol Yisrael, because from that court, from that bezdin, right, all of Torah went out. Shneamar min hamakom ahu asher yivchar Hashem. From that place that Hashem chose, that is where the din goes through. The Rambam here writes that if you're medayik in the Pirush Mishnayos, if you're medayik in the words, the first two batei dinim say this is what, if they heard, this is what they say they heard, because they have to go. They go based on Mesorah. If they heard anything related, the Bezdin of 71, the Sanhedrin Agadol, slapped off what they heard. They go back and forth. They figure things out themselves. Svara, what's the Svara? Well, they got to figure it out. This is the last stop. So they go back and forth until they come to a conclusion. And then what happens? And then the Bezdin of Sanhedrin Agadol tells them, this is the Psak. So they say, okay, fine. Chazar li'iro, and then this guy goes back to his city. Shana v'lamad b'derach shehu lamad. If he then gave shir in the Beis Medrash, and he still kept to his druthers, he did the same way that he always learned, Pata, that's not a chayimisa. If he's just giving shir about it, and he still says, and lamdis, I think I'm right, he's not chayimisa yet. But vim horelasos, the paskind. If he went and didn't just learn it in the Beis Medrash, but he told people to follow him against the Sanhedrin Agadol, Chayiv. Then he is Chayiv Misa. Shneamar v'ha'ish asher yasa bezadon, eino Chayiv asher yorah la'asos. Right, if you act bezadon, if you act willfully, he's Chayiv once he paskins to do it. We mentioned earlier a number of times in this Pesachta, because it's about four types of people who are in this Pesachta. This is the fourth one. The Ramban writes in Pashas Kiseitse about for individuals who are not really punished per se for their actions, but they're punished for the good of society. Because by these four people, the Torah says, V'chol Yisrael yishmu v'yiro. They will hear and they will fear, because these four people, their actions are just so dangerous and pernicious to the society, even though per se, what did this guy do? So he paskens it correctly. But if he's creating two religions, Shlo Yasu Kishnei Toros, and therefore we have to get rid of him, even after being outvoted by the greatest rabbis of the generation, he still went to, whatever you think yourself, okay, you could still tell everybody, I think they're wrong, but you know what can I do? But if you say, I think they're wrong, and everybody shouldn't follow them, so that is something that is dangerous. And therefore, Zaki Mamre, Adam Zomamin, Mesis, and Betzara Amora. Those are the four. We've had three of them already. This is the fourth one. So all four are discussed here in the Masechta. So those four are punished. V'chol Yisrael yishmu v'yirau. Good. Continues the, interesting shita. There is a shita of the, where are we? The Me'iri. Most Rishonim say, the Ramban writes this Beferish in the first Shorish in Sefer HaMitzvahs, that if the Zaken Mami argues on the Psak of the Sanhedrin, even though the Psak of the Sanhedrin is not unanimous, let's say there was a Machlokes between the Sanhedrin, it was 50-21, right? And they paskin, and then he went and paskin against that. So Rov Rishonim say that's a Zaken Mamre, because the Sanhedrin comes up with a Psak, and he argues. There's a day of the Me'iri. It's quoting up Daf Peches, two blot from now, where the Me'iri says, a Zaken Mamre is only if it was unanimous. If it was 70, right? It was 70, right? And he went against all of them, 71-0. V'yira, she'ein na'aseh Zaken Mamre, ashiyachlok imkol hashivim ve'echad. Got to be 71-0. Aval imhaya b'neya mi sheniskam imo eino neherag. V'chein kasvu chachmi adoro shelfaneinu. That's the sheet of the Me'iri. Right? And he's got to argue with everybody. What's the svara for that? What's the svara? Why do we say that? So there is a very interesting Margolius Ayam. Margolius Ayam quotes this Me'iri right here, and he says, I have a svara. Because we have a mission in Maseches Idios. Maseches Idios, we know, is the most non-boring Masechta. Because if you're ever bored of the topic, just go to the next Mishnah. Right? It's a different topic every Mishnah. Because Idios is giving Idios about what was testified, but also Hayom. So there, one of the Mishnayos is, all the way at the beginning of the Masechta, Ein Bezdin Yochol Levatel Derei Bezdin Chaveiro, Ashi Yigadu Mena B'chachmu V'minyin. A later Bezdin is not allowed to argue on a previous Bezdin unless it's greater in Chachma Uminyin. And then the Mishnah says, let me just find the Mishnah. If I have it here, if not, I'll just say it outside. I can't find it right here. The Mishnah asks, why do we quote Divrei Hamiut B'makam Rabim? The Mishnah says, why do you quote the Das Yachad? If it's the Chachamim against Rebbe Blank, why do you quote that other sheet if we don't pass it like it anyway? The Mishnah asks that question. So the Mishnah says, if a later Bezdin ever comes, so they could say, we hold like, and they want to change what the accepted psak is, they could say, we hold like such and such an opinion. And the Raivad there explains that principle of you're allowed to argue a later Bezdin, which is greater, is allowed to argue on a previous Bezdin, it's only if there is a Shita from an earlier generation that they could say, oh, we passing like that Shita. But if there's no Shita, it's just one sheet quoted in the Mishnah, that even if the later Bezdin is greater, they can't say, we're going to argue on the previous Bezdin, because there's no sheet that they could go like. And this was the accepted halacha, and there's no changing it. And there's no changing it. Says the Margolius Hayam, Uvachain, kol ochish echad mechabri abezdin agadol shedaito lo kedas harov. So therefore, says the Margolius Hayam, beautiful. If there's ever one of the Sanhedrin that was outvoted, so how can we kill this guy? Maybe in 100 years from now, it'll come out that he has the right halacha. Right halacha l'maisa, like him. So therefore, we can't kill him. But if it's unanimous, then there's no shita that a later bezin can hold to. There's no shita that they can ever say, we can change because this was accepted. Once it's all 71, boom, it can never change for history. So then that's it. And he quotes, beautiful, this is Pshat, this is a Mishnah in Zvachim. Mishnah in Zvachim that says, quotes the Lashon, it's elsewhere too, where a Rav says, one of the Tanoim, Mekubal ani mishim shivim vishnayim zakeinim b'Yerushalayim. Right, and he says the Shita. We have to say Mekubal ani, I have a Kabbalah from the Zakeinim, the Shivim, we can't count. I have a kubel. The answer is no, because the emphasis is all the Sanhedrin. I have a Kabbalah from all of them. They all agreed, and therefore this is never going to change. This is never going to change. So maybe that's the svara for the Meiri. That's why we can't kill him, because if there's anybody on his side, maybe the halakha will change. We don't paskin that way. We paskin it even if it's a majority. So what do we paskin? Who cares what it's going to be like in 100 years? Right now you're destroying the Jewish religion, Judaism. Right now you're creating Shtei Toros. Even if later on somebody might change. So therefore, even if one is like him now, that won't matter to us. Okay, that's an important Meiri on Ache Yore Laasos. Next line, also important. Last line of the Mishnah. Talmud Shehore Laasos Pater. If it's a Talmud that was Hore Laasos, then he's Pater. What does a Talmud mean? So Rashi says, it means somebody was not Higia Lo Raha. If you didn't really, if you're in the Parsha, you're a major leaguer, and then you paskin against, so then you're Chai Misa, because you're a major leaguer, and you're really undermined. But if you're not in the Parsha, you're only a minor leaguer. So nobody's going to listen to you anyway. Right? You're a minor leaguer, you're only a Talmud. Right? So if you're only a Talmud, so then you're not going to be Chai Misa, and the Mishnah ends off, Nimsa Chumro Kulo. Right? Nimsa Chumro, the fact that we're so stringent that we say he's not a posek anyway, so that's his Kulo, that saves his life. Because he's not in the majors, so therefore, he is going to be Pater. What's the definition of somebody who is a Talmud? Right? What's the definition? So Rashi says, he's not 40 years old yet. That's what Rashi says. Last line. Actually, Ben Arboim Shana. He's not 40. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam says nothing about age. The Rambam says, does he have smicha? Does he have smicha from his Rabbeim? That's what a Talmud means. Talmud means he doesn't have smicha from his Rabbeim. So, 2 points. Number one is, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Rashi and the Rambam? Why does Rashi say Hora'a? It's an issue of he has a smicha from his Rebbeim. Rashi says 40. So, if Shechter develops the idea from Rav Soloveitchik, so the idea that Rav Soloveitchik developed in Eretz Tzvi and Siman Lamed Beis, what is the purpose of Hora'a? What is the purpose of smicha, getting smicha from a Rav, from your Rebbeim? Is it a function of the definition of Bezdin? Or is it a function of paskening? Psak. You can't paskin without smicha, or you can't be a bezdin without smicha. L'may nafkamina, what if you're a bezdin, but not giving a psak? What if you're giving a psak and you're not a bezdin? He starts off with a machlokest. What kind of bezdin do you need for geirus? Right? You'd have to have a bezdin to witness the geirus. So do they have to have smicha? It's machlokest we've shown him. So if smicha is a function of the definition of bezdin, then even though you're not paskening by a bezdin of geirus, you're just witnessing, you're still going to need it. Masha'enkein, if it's a issue of psak, then you can have any three people, right, as long as they know what they're doing, right? You don't need smicha in that case. Why? So again, if you hold, right, is it a function of hora'a? Is it a function of the definition of bezdin? So suggests Rav Soloveitchik, that's the machloka between Rashi and the Rambam here. The Rambam holds that smicha is a function of hora'a. And therefore here, the issue is, you have to make a hora'a, it has to be called a psak in order for you to be a zakin mamre. So you don't need to be a bezdin, but smicha is a function of hora'a. Mashik and Rashi. Rashi says, no, Hora creates a bezdin. Here you don't need to be a bezdin. You don't need to be a bezdin. You just have to be a Talmud versus not Talmud. And therefore, it's not an issue of smicha. And that's why Rashi says the issue of 40. Okay, there's many other rayas that the Rav Soloveitchik brings here in Siman Lamed Beis in terms of this nafgamina. This nafgamina. No, just one other. The Rambam. Again, we just said the Rambam holds that it's a function of Hora, it's not a function of Bezdin. That's what you needed here. The Rambam writes, V'yeshlam limnos kol meshi yirtzu l'dvar miyachidim. The Rambam quotes, this is not in the Gemara, Dalet Ches and Sanhedrin. I think we had this earlier in the Masechta. You could give smicha in certain areas, says the Rambam. Like today. You could give smicha in Hilchos Shabbos. Give smicha in Yoredeya, in Hilchos Nida, in Hilchos Avelis. You could give separate smichas. And other Rishonim don't quote that idea. So, Divrei Rambam Mukashim Ma'od. How is that? How do you give smicha for this and not that? So the answer is, if it's a function of Bezdin, it should be all or nothing. Could you be a Bezdin or could you not be a Bezdin? But if it's a function of Hora'a, so you want to be a Mora, you want to be a Posek in this area, so you get smicha in this area. So that's why, again, the Rambam Lushitaso in a number of places. The other issue is, that age 40, is there anything magical about 40, right? 40. So there are some sources. I was trying to find what the original source is. Maybe somebody out there could say why one should only start studying Kabbalah when they're 40 years old. Right? That's what they say. But The original source of H40 is the Gemara, which says that the Pasuk, you don't need a Gemara, the Pasuk says that Klal Yisrael, the end of the Torah, didn't understand Moshe Rabbeinu's words ad until that day. That's the end of the 40 years in the desert. So, and that's where Rashi quotes, that sometimes we don't understand what our Rebbe says until after 40 years. So that doesn't say at 40 years old. That just says 40 years from the time that you first heard whatever limud it was. So that's when 40 comes up. But that's where, you know, that's the only source. But what about the age 40? So you got to look at Pirkei Avos for that. So Gemara says, Hu Yomer, the end of the fifth parak. Ben Chamish Lamikra, Ben Esra Lamishnah, going through all the Lashon. Ben Esrim Lerdof, Ben Shloshim Lekalach, Ben Arbaim Labina. The first one on the list that has something to do with wisdom. Because then again, it's Bina, Eitza, Zikna, which also Zuck is from Ein Zuckin and Elisha Kana Chachma. So Bina is the first one that has to do with understanding. The Gra there in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, the Gra says, Ben Arbaim Labina, Lachzor Tamin Mashashama Meir Bosav. Now Bina always means deep understanding, to review now what you know. What does that mean? Before you're 40 years old, you just got to learn that the first time. Right? You just got to learn Kala Torah Kula. And then, once you've turned 40, the Achar Kach Lasok Bepilpul Chaverim, Vizeo Hadra Shel Torah. Right? Once you have all the Lechem and the Basar, once we have the material, now we could be Osek in it. Now we could Avalam Mishana Seder Aliman. By the way, if you change the order, says the Gra, Shalomi Tchila Leida Ech Lafalpel, Vedi Yodea Mishna Achas Kitsurasa, Yovan Ga Mixas Ator Shashama Ben Aruso. If you don't go in order, then you're going to lose it, right? You got to go through it for the first time, and then remember Rabbi Fran at the last Siyam Hashas. So he says, and all of you already finished us, and you say, okay, I'm finished. Let me give you a mashal. He says, you ever travel the world, you go to places, and you go to this city and that city, and it's gorgeous, and you go see the famous sites in this city, and you go see the famous sites in that city. Is that what, you never want to go back to that city? No. If you go back to that city then, now you're already, you're an expert in the city. Now you can go see, you can go really understand what the history of the city is. And you can go to the places where not such famous places. You go to these places. He says, we've all been through, you know, all they've been through, you've seen the city of Beitza, and you've seen the city of this, city of that, and we got a little taste of it. But now we go back and really visit those places. Right? That was his mashal. That's the Gra. That's what our by 40. So the Gra says, hopefully we've had certain amounts of chomer that we're getting, and then we could delve into it. The Baruch Shamar, the Torah Tamim, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, says it shouldn't really be 40, because what, we started learning when we were zero. It should be 45. Because then Chamesh L'mikra, that's when it starts. It really says, I didn't see anybody make a Sa'ara. But really, I think it should be 45. That's his Sa'ara. Interesting. He says, I don't know why. Just like the Levi, I may have 30 years of learning, or 25 years, whatever it is, 5 years of Roa Bracha. But he says, I think it should be, but Arbam Labina, but what they say that, you know, you don't understand, it should, Regila Rulafarish, but Arbam Shana Lihi Valdo, but I don't think so. Right? Because it's 40 years from when you start learning, which would be 45. Okay. So those who want to use these messages, feel free to take him. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Says the Gemara. Kipalim Mimcha Davar. The Gemara says, now we're going to darshan. When something is hidden from you, we darshan the word Yipale, bimufle shebebezd in akasim adaber. Talking about a mufle, somebody, one of the Sanhedrin. We're talking about a Zakin Mamri, is only one of the caliber of the Sanhedrin. Mimcha, zeyoetz. What is mimcha? We're darshaning every word of that pasuk. Kipali mimcha davar. What is mimcha? Ze yoetz. Mimcha is somebody who argues in terms of yoetz. What is yoetz? Rashi explains. Somebody argues regarding Ibur Hashana. I don't think there should be another Adar. I think there should be another Adar. That's yoetz. The one who advises. V'cheinu omer, mimech yatsa choshev al Hashem ra'a yoetz bilya'al. So you see, yoetz is can refer to somebody who is raw, not giving the proper advice, and that's referring to somebody who argues in terms of ibur hashana. Davar, what does the next word in the pasuk mean? Davar zu halacha. That is somebody who argues regarding halacha. What's halacha? Rashi says halacha Moshe Misinai. That's Rashi's girsa. Rashi has the girsa in our Gemara of halacha Moshe Misinai. Somebody argues on halacha Moshe Misinai. L'mishpat zehadin. Mishpat argues on din. What's din? Olimud. din here doesn't mean lima, it means a lima. Rashi says gzera shava. Gzera shava, argue on gzera shava that is accepted upon by the rest of Klal Yisrael. Bein dam ladam. What is bein dam ladam? Bein dam nida, dam leda, dam ziva. There's a machlokas regarding any of these areas. Dam nida, dam leda, blood of a woman who gave birth. Dam ziva, as we'll talk about soon, the dam of a zav or a zava. Bein din ladin, what does that phrase mean in the Torah? Bein din nefashas, dini maminis, dini makas. Again, any area of halacha. If he argues in, he's a zakid mamre. Bein nega la nega, bein nigei, right, nega is a saras. Bein nigei adam, nigei batim, nigei begadim. Right, you got them all. All of these, divrei, we continue the pasuk. Divrei is the next word. Elu hacharamim v'ha'erachin v'ha'agdeshos. That alludes to states or mitzvahs that you can do with your mouth. Divrei for the word dibur. Dibur means you're machrim something. You say something should go to the Beis HaMikdash. Or erachin, you want to give somebody's value. Hekdeshos, or being mocked or something. I just heard on over Shabbos, it wasn't in the Parsha show last week, why is the Parsha of erachin right after the Tochacha? Last week's Parsha. Erachin, all these values, right after the Tochacha? Because after the Tochacha, we feel like nothing. We feel like we're like, oh man, now everybody has a value, everybody has self-worth, right? Chin up, right? Rivos, next word in the pasuk, rivos, arguments, zu hashka sota, va'arifas egla, v'taras mitzora, right? These are three areas of halacha which start off with arguments, right? Sota between a husband and a wife, egla rufa, right? The guy probably left by himself from the city, and that's why he was killed. Anonymously in the field because he had a fight. Vitaras Mitzorah, Rashi says, Lashon Hara. Right? Mitzorah starts off with a fight. Bisharecha, in your gates, zu leket shechecha upeya. Right? Where it says, V'achlu bisharecha, the aniyim will eat it in your gates. So those are all examples of cases where one is chayiv to be a zakid mamre if he argues in any of those cases. Vikamta, and he goes up. Mi bezdin, you go up from his own bezdin. The alisa, and he goes up. Milamid shebeis hamigdash gavoh me'aretz Yisrael. The Eretz Yisrael gavoh mikol haaretzos. What does it mean? You go up. It means the beis hamigdash is higher than Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is higher than any other land. They go up. They go up to Eretz Yisrael. We'll talk about that in a second. El hamakom, to the place. Milamid shamakom goreim. Only in the place. We had it back in the first parak. If you meet the Sanhedrin outside the Beis HaMikdash and you argue with them, that's not good enough. It's only if you argue with them after getting the Pesach in the Lishkas HaGazis in the Beis HaMikdash. If you remember back, we mentioned on Daf Yudalid, there was a Tosfos that said, even though sometimes Makom in the Torah means all of Yerushalayim, like for Kachet Kalim and other halachas, here Makom means Lishkas HaGazis. The Beis of the Sanhedrin has to give a Pesach from the Lishkas HaGazis. Famous question. Is Eretz Yisrael really the highest land? Right, it's the highest altitude. We have the lowest altitude in this country, or the second lowest altitude, but it's not the highest land. Right? And Eretz Yisrael is not the highest mountain. I mean, Yerushalayim, right? There are mountains that are higher. Right? That's what Dafka Tosva says. Tosva says in the second Tosva that David HaMelech was going to build the Beis HaMikdash on a different mountain, on Ein Etim. Right? Because that was even higher. And Hashem says, no. Bink Tefav Shachin. It's gotta be lower. It's not the Har Moriah, it's not the highest mountain. So what does it mean? So Tosfos, second Tosfos says, La Mikol Eretz Yisrael, Dika Benitim, the Midli Mine, Enitim is higher. But what does it mean? Several Mimne Benitim, Inami Kosli Besam. So either it's not the highest in Eretz Yisrael, or Inami Kosli Besam Migdash Gavoa Meinitim, Shigovan Kufama. Once you have the walls of the Besam Migdash, then it's the highest. 100 amas walls. Pretty high walls. Right, so that's what Tosfos suggests. But what about Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael Tosfos doesn't deal with that. Tosfos deals with Yerushalayim compared to the rest of Eretz Yisrael. What about Eretz Yisrael? Mikovo and Mikol Haaretzos. So for that, we got to look in the Marsha and the Makne. The Marsha and the Makne. The Marsha, where is this? This Gemara comes up in Sanhedrin Daf Samach Tes. Also, so the Marsha there is. I'm sorry, Kiddushin. Kiddushin Daf Samach Tes. So the Marsha there says. Ha'olam hu ketapuach. The world is like an apple. He means a globe. I think that's what he means. The world is a globe. Umakom beis hamigdash hu merkaz ha'olam. V'chein Eretz Yisrael. And the place of the beis hamigdash is the center of the world. What does that mean? We'll see in a second. V'lakach amru be'eretz Yisrael, kivan dehu makom hamamutza, aviro mazug u'machkim. Its air is beautiful and wonderful. V'yoser makom hamikdash, sha'alkein, ha'isham belishkas ha'gaz, es chach be'sanhedrin. Why the chach be'sanhedrin sit there? Because, kimitziyam te'sesora, most chachma goes from here, and therefore the sanhedrin sits there. Just to explain it a little more, the makne, right, the Baal Hafla, quotes this marsha there and explains it. Kiyesh Maila Bazel La'eret Yisrael She Krova L'Shara Shamayim. Right, what does it mean? It's the closest, the Shara Shamayim, the Gemara in Tainus, the Yerushalayim Shalmal, Yerushalayim Shalmata, is closest to heaven. Shemisham HaShefa Yored, K'masha Kasav Eret Asher HaShem Alkech HaDoresh Osa, Mashaikin Bahar Gavo Amamish, Inbo Maila V'Tuelas Yosem Mimakom Amok. Physically, the top of Mount Everest is not closer to God than Yerushalayim is. Because, why? Because the Shara Shamayim is on top of Yerushalayim and on top of Eretz Yisrael. Lefi zeh, aliyos Eretz Yisrael, ein bazeh aliyah derech ha-teva. Kemosha olin al har gavoa. Ki af sha'aretz domer la-tapuach, the world's a globe, mikol makom osan ha-medinos ha-omdos b'tzidi ha-tapuach. If you're on the side of the globe, you don't feel like you're falling off. Heim hochin kemo osan ha-omdem al ha-tapuach. Right, even though it's a globe, you don't feel it. It's gravity. The sky is on the top of everybody. Don't matter what side of the globe you're on. You can't talk about going up and going down. We all feel like we're on top. So that's why it must be, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world on some spiritual level that Eretz Yisrael is on top. Even though we don't know about it, we know there's orbits, but Eretz Yisrael is on top. And it's not physical, obviously, it's spiritual. What does it mean it's on top? It means the direct line to Shar Shemayim is above Eretz Yisrael. Aval einu nirgash b'teva ha'alicha, shehu aliyo yirida, ki b'chol makom sh'adam holeich, niralo shehu agabe ha'tapuach. But that's the makneh. If you ever saw that makneh, it's a good one to know about. The makneh right there in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Tes. So one of the Rebbe said, Eretz Yisrael, Gavoha Mikol Ha'aratzos, Eretz, the Artzius of Yisrael, of Am Yisrael, the Gashmius of Am Yisrael is Gavoha Mikol Ha'aratzos. We're Makadish, our Gashmius, it's higher than any other nation, any other land, the Artzius. Okay, that's the Alder Drush. It's quoted in the Margolius Hashas. Okay, we go weiter. So that was the drashas of all the psukim. So now we say, Bishlam, Beis HaMedrash Gavoh Mi Eretz Yisrael, Dechsevi Alisa. Finally, Beis HaMedrash is Gavoh, it says, up, El Eretz Yisrael, Gavoh Mi Kol Aratzis Mi Nalei. But where does it say in the Pasuk that Eretz Yisrael is higher? Dechsev, V'chein Hinei Yamim Ba'im Ne'um Hashem, V'lo Yom Ru'od, Chai Hashem Asher Helos B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. In the future, we'll forget about Yitzias Mitzrayim. We'll only say, Ki Yim Chai Hashem Asher He'ala, V'asher Hevi, Ezer, Beis Yisrael Me'eretz Safona, Mi Kol Aratzis Asher Yidachtim Sham, V'yashval Ad Masam. Right, by Kibbutz Galias, it's described as everybody will be brought up to Eretz Yisrael. Right, even colloquially, what do we say? We make Aliyah. When you make Aliyah, you lived in Denver, right, on a high altitude, you still make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't matter what the altitude you're coming from. Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara. Zakin Mamreinu Chayev Ella Al Davar Shezdono Kares V'Shegagaso Chatas. The Zakin Mamre is only Chayiv if he argues about something that B'mezid would be Chayiv Kares and B'shogeg would be Chayiv Chatas. Divrei Rebbe Meir. That is Rebbe Meir Shita. Rebbe Yehuda Omer? No. Al Davar She'ikaro mi Divrei Torah u'pirusha mi Divrei Sofrim. Rebbe Yehuda says, no, it's got to be the Iker of the Din has to be Daraisa and it can be explained Midrabanan, meaning it doesn't have to be Mefurish in the Torah. It can be with the Yudgimel Midos. Machlokes in the Rishon, it was Rabbi Yehuda being Mema'et or Marbet. Is he more Machmer or more Meikel? Is he saying, you need Kares and Chatas, but a Kares and Chatas, even if it's not Mefurish? Or is he saying, even if it's not Kares and Chatas? Right, so it's unclear, the Ran quotes both opinions. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afilu Dikduk Echon mi Dikduke Sofrim. Even one little halacha mi Dikduke Sofrim. What does that mean? So many Rishonim say that still means learned out from one of the Yud Gimel Midos, Divrei Sofrim. But even if it doesn't really have an Ikar in the Torah, but it's learned out from one of the Yud Gimel Midos, it's still any of those. But if you look in the Rambam and the other Rishonim quote this Rambam, the Rambam and Hilchos Mamrim take this Reb Shimon with a certain understanding. Divrei Sofrim means even Dinin Darabanan. Right, this is one of the sources of the Rambam, famous Rambam, that Lo Sasur, the Isser in Parsha Shoftim, of arguing with the Rabbanan, even applies to Dinim Darabanan. If I violate an Issur Darabanan, I violate the Issur Daraisa of Lo Sasur. Because the Rambam takes Reb Shimon Kipshuto. So even if you argue on a Takana Darabanan or a Gzeira, let's say Megillah, Zaken Mamre about Halach and Hilchas Megillah, says the Rambam, you can be a Zaken Mamre. Most other Rishonim say you can't be a Zaken Mamre. Right? That's what the Rambam says. And there's a beautiful, we don't have time to read the whole thing, but a beautiful piece in Rav Elchanan in the second volume, in Kutras Devar Sofrim, where he talks about what is this machlokas about between the Rambam and the Ramban. Right? Everybody argues, everybody jumps on the Rambam about Lo Sasar. Well, every time you violate a Din Darabanan, you violate a Din Daraisa. So what's the difference between the two? How do you ever have the principle of Savi Darabanan Lakula? We've discussed that many times in the past. The Ran here discusses that and elsewhere. Says Rav Elchanan, I'll throw everybody everything on his head. What about the Ramban? Everybody argues on the Ramban. What about the Ramban? If Lo Sasar doesn't include a Din Darabanan, so where in the Torah do you have the mitzvah of listening to the rabbis? For Din Darabanan. So the Rambam has a pasuk in the Torah, right? So you're saying, oh, so what's the difference between Darabanan and Daraisa? But I'll ask a kasha on the Ramban. This is Rav Elchanan in Kutras Devar Sofrim, page Peites. If you have one at home, just read three pages, Peites through Tzadagala. He goes through, what's the svar for the Ramban then? So he says, you know what it must be? There's nowhere in the Torah that it says you have to listen to the rabbis. It must be svara. It must be what we mentioned in the name of Rosh Hashanah in the past, Ratzon Hashem. Once you have 613 mitzvahs, and we've developed into a halachic Torah personality, says Rabbi Chanan, it must be that the Rabbanan, we believe that the Rabbanan were mechavein to the Ratzon Hashem. And this is what they want us to do. L'dugma, when they asked Shnios La'arayas, when they created Muksa, when they created Megillah and Chanukah, all of these. That's what Asmachta means, right? They were mechavein to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, even though there's no into it in the Torah. And he says, and you find this many times, by the Mabul, they weren't mitzuvah in many different Averis yet. But yeah, but they violated Ratzon Hashem. Bilam, a couple of weeks, we're going to read about Bilam. What did Bilam do wrong? You read the Torah Shebichsav, Bilam doesn't seem like such a bad guy. Hashem says, okay, you could go. Okay, you listen to what I have to say. Bilam first asked Hashem, and ultimately Hashem didn't want him to go. And he violated Ratzon Hashem. And that's what was so bad, because he knew Hashem didn't want him to go. But that's what happened with Bilam. After Yada Bilam Hatev, Kiali Chasal Kalas Yisrael, who negged Ratzon Hashem, Lo Chashas Alzeh, Kol Zman Shelo Hayelo Tzivim Mefurash Shelo Lelech. Where does it say in the fine print that I can't go? Right, so that was Bilam, but again, it's a beautiful piece here, all about the Rabbanan being Mechavein to what a Kaddish Baruch Hu wants.
The Lo Sasser for the Ramban,
you can't go away from the rabbis interpreting the Torah. That's Pasha Lo Sasser, Padinim Daraisa. Yigimel Midos. That's what Rovir, the Rambam, has it even under Rabbanan. Okay. So these are the three shittas, what somebody has to violate for Daraisa. So my time to Rabbi Meir. Why does Rabbi Meir say that it has to be something that you're chayef karis for Daraisa and Chatas? Gomar davar davar, ksiv hacha ki pali mimcha davar la mishpat, v'ksiv hasa v'nelam davar meniakol, right, davar by a parhalam davar shel tzibur, where Bezdin paskins incorrectly, and Rova the Tzibur follow. Malahal and Davar Shachayav al Zonah Kares al Shagos al Chatas. Just like there, it's by something that is Kares and Chatas. Afkan, Davar Shachayav al Zonah Kares al Shagos al Chatas. That's Rabbi Meir's source. For Rabbi Yehuda, how does Rabbi Yehuda say, as long as it's Ikaro in the Torah, Al Pia Torah Shayarucha, Adi Ika Torah, Viyarucha. You have some Torah, that's Ikaro Midivrei Torah, and you have a little Divrei Sofrim, that's the Yerucha, that's the paskening and interpreting. V'Reb Shimon, Ashi Yagidu Lochamin HaMakom Ahu, Afilu Koldu. Anything that is, any psak that comes from the Beis Din, that sounds like the Rambam. Any little thing, even if it's a Din, Derabanan. Amalei Rav Huna Bar Chinin Al Rava. Tirgam Ali Lohamas Nisa Alivad Rabbi Meir. Rav Huna says to Rava, I have a challenge for you. This whole brisa that we just quoted, 10 different areas in halacha. Explain that brisa to me according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that everything's about karis and chatas. So where do you get a chi of malchus that relates to karis and chatas? Where do you get a nige batim, karis and chatas? So, Rava hands off. Amalei Rava lor papa. Puk targum alei. So, Rava says to Rav Papa, you know what, you do it. Maybe it was his Talmud, he wanted to test his Talmud. So here we go. For the rest of today's daf, we're going to go through every single phrase from this brisa, every single halachic context, and we don't even finish today. Continues tomorrow. And we're going to say, how do you have a kares chatos ramification from every single context in this brisa? So ki pale. B'muflash v'bezen akas medaber. Fine, that's good. Mimcha mimeich ze yoetz. Where do you have a case? What do we say that was talking about? She yodeh la'aber shanim l'kvoa chadashim. We're talking about somebody who's in the parasha Ibra Hashanah, right? He's arguing whether it should be another month of Adar or not. So how does that relate to a Karis and a Chatas case? As follows. Kidetzan, the Mishnah says an idios. Heini idu, shem abredes Hashanah kol Adar. They, the Misorah that was testified about in idios, was that you're allowed to add on a month to Adar all the way until the end of Adar. Shehayu omrim, because earlier Rebbeim had said, ad Purim, only till Purim. After Purim, you can't decide. Why? Because the Elahai Gisa, what's going to say it outside, that we'll see it. If by Purim already, Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achag, you start talking about Pesach. So if you decide to have another month now, people are going to say, oh, we already started. It must not be true. It must be that, whatever, there must be a mix-up. But it's going to end up that people are going to get mixed up about what their Pesach is. Kari Samchatas. Right? And he argues on whatever the Rabbanan said to do, he argues that Pascha is the other way. So that's a case where you could have Karis and Chatas related to Ibur Hashanah. Davar Zehalacha. Davar means you argue on a halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Zu Hilchas Achadasar. What's Hilchas Achadasar? So let's review for a moment. We know there are two types of women. Tamei women quoted in Parshas Mitzora, a Nida and a Zava. First time a woman gets her period in her life, she becomes a Nida. 7 days. No matter how much she sees during those days, 7 days, she's a Nida. At the end of those 7 days, she does a Hefsek Tara, and if she's clean, that's it. She's Mutter. She goes to the Mikvah. She's Mutter to her husband that night. That is Nida de Oraisa. After that, there are 11 days. 7-11 is what the Misora is. 11 days, which are called Yimei Ziva. If a woman sees anything during those 11 days, she is not a Nida. She is a Zava. If she sees something once, then she's got to wait one day. She's called the Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. She goes to the Mikvah the next day, and she is Tahora that night. If she sees twice, same thing, Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. If she sees three times, she is a Zava Gedola, and she has to wait Shiva Nikiyim, and according to all Rishonim except the Rambam, she does not become a Nida again until she counts Shiva Nikiyim. Bizman Azeh, we consider all women as Zavos, whenever they see any little thing, and that's why we always need Shiva Nikiyim. But now we're going based on the Din D'Oraisa of a Zava. So we know during the 11 days, if she sees three times in a row, then she becomes a Zava Gedola. Once or twice, Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. What happens if she sees on day 11? If she sees on day 11. So it is impossible for this woman to ever become a Zava Gedola because she's only saw one day. Tomorrow's already, she's not going to be a Zava. She's going to go back to becoming a Nida. So there is a Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. She does not become a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom if she sees on day 11. She doesn't have to wait a day of Tara. What about on day 10? What happens if she sees on day 10? Does the Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai include that too? Because she also can never become a Zava Gedola because it's only day 10 and 11. Only 2 days. And then she's going to become a Nida again. So that's a machlokas. Whether day 10 is also included in the Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai, that's the machlokas right here. What do you consider day 10? De Itmar, Asiri, day 10. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Asiri Kitashi. Rabbi Yochanan says day 10 is like day 9, meaning just like day 9, you do have to do Shmira for, because 9 can become a Zava Gedola, 9, 10, and 11. So do day 10, even though it's really not going to happen. But you still have to have Shmira. Rishimin Lakish Omer, Asiri Kachadasar. No, day 10 is like day 11, meaning you don't need Shmira. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Asiri Kitashi. The Gemara explains, Matashi, Boi Shimur, just like day 9 needs Shimur, because it can turn into Zava Gedola. Afasiri Boi Shimur, so to day 10. Even though it doesn't make sense by day 10, but that's not included in the Halacha Moshe M'Sinai. Rish Lakish Omer, Asiri Kachadasar. Rish Lakish says, no, day 10 is like day 11. Machadasar lo Boi Shimur, Afasiri lo Boi Shimur. Right, and that's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, and that obviously could lead to Karis and Chatas. Because if you get it mixed up with the countings, when she a Nida, when she a Zava, and when she goes to the Mikvah, obviously it could lead to serious issues. Mishpat Zehadin. Mishpat is Adin, meaning a Gzeira Shava. What type of Gzeira Shava, or some Limud? Mito Me'anusaso. If somebody lives with his daughter from his Anusa, not from his wife, remember the Amar Rava Amarle Rav Yitzchak Bar Avudimi Asya Hena Hena Asya Zima Zima. Remember those two blot we had at the beginning of Eloin Hanisrafin, a little bit blurry, right? Daf Ayin Hey and Daf Ayin Vav. It was all those Limudim Dafim, challenging Dafim. But let's say he argues on that case. That's an argument about a drasha. Bein Dam Ludam, Bein Dam Nida Dam Leida, Dam Ziva. So what about these? How could you have a machlokes about any of all these three, which has to do with kares and chatas? Number one, Dam Nida, Biplukta, Akavya ben Mahalal El Rabbanan. This machlokes, Ditnan, the Mishnah Nida. Dam Hayarok. What if a woman sees Yarok Dam? What does Yarok Dam mean? Right, so the post can point out, there is no word, what about green? Like we translate Yarok is green. Anybody have green Dam? So the post can point out that the there is no real word for yellow in the Gemara. So what Yarok means, like a yellowish green, is yellow already. There are some that are yellow. The Shulchan Aruch, so that's a machlokes. If somebody has a yellowish type of dam, woman has that. Akavi ba malala matame, vachachama matarim. The chamar matar, and we paskin tahar. The Pischei Shuvah there, we don't have time to look at it now. Pischei Shuvah there in Yerudea, in Simen Kuf Pechetz, quotes some achronim to be more machmer on yellow. But the later post can say, if it's yellow, what about gold? What about yellow? You gotta know if there's any tint towards reddish, towards brownish. So again, one has to ask the local posek in Hilchas Nida about what to paskin by these yellows. But Meikra Adin, we paskin Yarok is Tahar. And let's say the Zakin Mamri goes against this psak, whatever the psak is, and that could lead to Karis and Chachata. Stam Leida, Biplokta to Rav Levi. Next, to Itmar, Machlokas Rav Levi. Rav Amar Ma'ayan Echad Hu. Rav says, we know that after a woman has a baby, there are certain days of Tahara and certain days of Tumah. For a boy, 7 and 33. For a girl, 14 and 66. First, 7 and 14 days of Tumah. And then, I just said the opposite way, first Tumah. And then after that, 33 and 66 days of Tahara. So there's a machlokes. Rav says, Ma'ayon Echad Hu. There's really one source. This is not a machlokas in Mitzius. It's a machlokas halachically. What is it considered? There's one source for all that blood. The Torah and the Tameh blood. HaTorah Timasov, HaTorah Tiyaraso. The Torah was Batameh, the Torah was Batayr. The Levi Amar, Shnei Mayanosim. No, there are two Mayanos. Nistam HaTameh, Niftach HaTorah. Nistam HaTorah, Niftach HaTameh. Right, what's the nafkamina here? So Rashi quotes the Gemara Nida. What if at the end of the 7 or 14 days, a woman is having a flow, and she doesn't stop, from the end of day 7 to the beginning of day 8? So does day 8 supposed to be tahar? Is she tahar? Is this dam tahar now? Because now it's dam tahar. So that's the machloket. If you say it's one source, mayan echa, then she's tahar now. So it's from the same source, even though it never stopped. Same source. Mashiach, if you say shtei mayanos, you got to have one open and one close and one open. So therefore, again, it's a machlokes whether this dam is going to be tamei or tahar. And if the Zakin Mamri paskins against this psak, it could lead to kares and chatas. Weiter. Dam ziva biplukta derab laz Rabbi Yeshua. Another machlokes. What about ziva ditznan kishta shloshu yom b'tocha chatas or yom? A woman has labor pains for 3 days straight during her Yemei Ziva. And then, Imshafta Meislais, if she has labor pains, so the labor pains don't count as, and then she sees during that time, so then that doesn't count, because that's called labor. That's called Leida, that's not Dam Ziva. But what happens if she has 3 days of contractions, and then she stops? Vishafta, then she stops contractions. Meislais for 24 hours. Viyolden, only after that she has a baby. So do we say that's, is she a Zava? Or do we attribute that also to the labor? But she had a break in the middle. So Harezi Yoledes Bezov, Divrei Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar says, no, that's she's a Zava. Since she stopped in the middle, it's not Dafka connected to the baby, and therefore she will be a Zava. And after she has the baby, she's going to have Shivan Akiyim before she has Tahar days. Rebbe Yeshua Omar, Laila V'yom Kaleli Shabbos V'yomo. No, you don't go by 24 hours, Meisleis. She has to have a Halachic day. A night and a day, a halachic day of rest. If she does not have a halachic day of resting from the contractions, so then it is considered yoledes, not a yoledes bezof. Sheshafta min atzar v'lo min adam, and she has rest from labor pains, not from dam, even if she didn't stop from dam. And that's the machlokes. That's not the machlokes about ziva. Again, if the Zogin Mamre Paschal is against it, it could lead to kares ramifications. Bein din ladin, bein dini mamanis, dini nefashis, dini makis. What about these? Dini mamanis. How do you have a case of dini mamanis? So, but plugged at the Shmuel of Rabbi Avo, way back on Dav Gimel, we had this 85 days ago. To Yomar Shmuel, Shnaim Shadonu Dineim Dinei Loshin Nigram Bezen Chasef. Shmuel says, let's say two people judge a case. Supposed to have three. Two people, bid the evidence a good din. Rabbi Avo Amar Lodeb Yakol, Ein Dineim Dinei. Rabbi Avo says, no way. So what does that have to do with Karis and Chatas? So Rashi says, oh, if you take the money, then you get married with it.
That's always a good nafka mina. If he takes the money and he's mekadesh a woman, is it his money? Is he married? According to Rabbi Avahu, no. According to Shmuel, yes. Right, it's nafka mina. And then let's say she's mezana. Right, so all these cases. Dinim nafashis be plukted the Rabbi Rabbana. What about dinim nafashis? Machlokas Rabbi Rabbana Detanya, which we had earlier also. Rabbi Omer b'dasad nefesh achazavish. What's the case? The case is where I want to kill Reuven and I end up killing Shimon. Remember the case of Ritzicha. Rabbi Omer, v'nasad nefesh tachas nefesh. Mamon. Rabbi says, I'll potter in that case, and I'll have to pay money. Ata Omer mamono eno ela nefesh mamish. Nemer nesina lamala v'nemer nesina lamata. It says nesina lamala and lamata by the vlados, and here, malahalan mamon afkan mamon. So too, here it's money. Therefore, you have to pay money. And the Rabbanan say, you don't have to pay money. So again, naf machlokas. Rashi says again, what if the Yarshim go and take that money and get married with it? Got to add in all these marriage cases to figure out what the case of Karis and Chatas is. So again, is it their money or not? Next, Dine Makis. Be plugged to the Rabbi Shmuel Rabbanan. Another, Ditznan. Again, we had earlier. Makis Begimo. How many judges do you need to judge a case of Makis? So, Tanakama says 3. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amru B'chav Gimo. And Rabbi Shmuel says with 23. So, what happens if Bezin gave Makis with 3? So according to Rabbi Shmuel, they wounded without permission and they have to pay. They have to pay for wounding without permission. And again, what if the money is taken and they get married with it? So again, all those, these are all the same nafkaminas according to Rashi. They're all a kedushin ramification. Last one that we'll do for today. Bein nega, you know what? Let's do one more. Bein nega nega, bein nega adam, nega batim, nega begadim, nega adam. What's the case? Machlokas bein nega adam. Beplukter bishuah v'rabanan ditnan. The Mishnah says in beharis kodem l'seir halavan tamei, im seir halavan kodem l'beharis tar. If what detail in hilchas saras? If the beharis, if the spot comes before the white hair, tamei or the opposite tar. Safek tamei. If you're not sure, tamei. Rabbi Yeshua Omer kiha. Rabbi Yeshua says it is weak. What does that mean? My kiyah, amarava kiyah tar. It is weak and therefore it is tar. So again, machlokas here. Let's say the whole entire Klal Yisrael paskas one way, the Zaken Mamre paskas the other way. We'll look at this again tomorrow, B'Hashem, because this is one of the related cases of the case where HaKadosh Baruch Hu paskind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu paskind, and we don't paskin like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's see what that is. That's going to be Babatsiya Pevav. You see over there. B'Hashem, we'll start with that tomorrow, and then we'll continue going through all of these cases. How do you get to these cases of Kares and Chatas? Okay, we'll stop here. Now, if anybody, the Parsha Shir, anybody out there listen to the Parsha Shir, it'll be tomorrow night. A night early because of a conflict, so Parsha Shir is tomorrow night, Tuesday night.